Grandpa Still Remembers and Paul's Parables present stories by Auntie Winnie, my sister, who was a missionary in South Africa.
Hi, I'm Winnie. Here you are, stories about anything, written especially for kids in South Africa.
Episode 16, Beginnings. Now, remember, all these stories I've been telling you are true. You can check them in your Bibles in the Book of Beginnings in Genesis. Today, our story is about the stolen blessing. Isaac reached the same age at which his half-brother Ishmael had died. What's more, he had cataracts and was blind. They didn't know about removing that cloudy lens from the eyes in those days. One morning, Isaac woke up, maybe with the flu, and he ached in every bone. "Oh, I think I'm about to die," he told Rebecca. "Oh, no, dear. You are strong yet. Let me make you some herbal teas for those aches and give you a back rub." "Oh, no, call Esau. I can feel it in my bones. Death is coming." Rebecca listened at the door as Isaac told his favorite son, "Esau, get your bow and arrows and go hunt a kudu. I want some of that savory curry that you make. And then I'm going to bless my eldest son with his inheritance before I die." "Oh, sure, Dad. I'll set off right away, but you aren't going to die." Rebecca called Jacob. "Listen, honey, your father thinks he's going to die, and he has sent Esau out hunting."
"Is he really, Mom? What's wrong with him?"
"No, he isn't going to die. He's getting old, and he has a touch of the flu is all. But the important thing is he's planning to bless Esau with the blessing God said you are getting. And when a father does that, God honors it. God said to me," "I know, Mom, the elder will serve the younger. You've told me. But, Mom, how can we persuade Dad?"
"I don't think we can. But I have a plan. Just go catch me a couple little goats from the flock. I can make a curry better than Esau's. And Isaac can't tell the difference. After all, I taught Esau the recipe."
"Even if Dad can't see, Mom, he can easily tell the difference between me and Esau. He'll curse me instead of blessing me."
"He won't. Trust me. Let the curse be on me. But hurry. Do as I say. Go get two kids."
Rebecca made Isaac's favorite hot, spicy curry. Then she dressed Jacob in Esau's Sunday clothes that she had just been mending. "Wait. Let me fasten the skins on your arms and hands and the back of your neck. You know how hairy Esau is. Now, here's the stew and some bread. Be sure and lower your voice to sound like Esau. I'll be praying all will go well."
Whew. Jacob entered his father's tent. "Here you are, Dad. Your favorite wild game curry. Hot and spicy. Eat up, and then you can bless me."
"Who are you?"
"I'm your firstborn son, Esau. I did as you asked. Let me help you sit up."
"But how did you get the kudu so quickly?"
"Your God brought it right to me."
"Well, your voice sounds a bit like Jacob, but you are hairy and... you have the smell of the field, like my son Esau." Jacob set the food in front of Isaac and poured him some wine.
That is delicious. You make this curry just right." Jacob kissed his father, and Isaac blessed him. "My son, you smell like the field that God has blessed. May God give you plentiful harvests of wine and grain.
May nations serve you. Be master over your brothers. Those who curse you will themselves be cursed, and those who bless you will be blessed. Now help me back to bed and I will rest. I do feel better. Jacob had scarcely gone out when Esau came in with his bowl of kudu curry.
What, Dad? Still in bed? Get up and eat this great curry I made for you. Then you can bless your favorite eldest son.
What? Who are you?
What do you mean, who am I? I'm your eldest son, Esau. I went and shot a fine kudu, just as you asked.
Then who hunted game and brought me curry just now? And I just ate all of it, and I blessed him. And he will be blessed.
It must have been Jacob.
And I gave him mastery over you.
Oh, bless me. Me too, Dad. Is there no blessing left?
That sneak deceived me into giving him my birthright, and now he has stolen my blessing. I'm gonna kill him.
Oh, dear. And this wouldn't be the first time an angry, jealous man killed his own brother, would it? Listen to Auntie Winnie tomorrow and see what happens.